getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we're back again for another hour of Tim's Oompa Hour. See, that's why we call it the Oompa Hour, because it's an hour long. Yeah, it's an hour of great old-time music for you here, like we do every week. Everything comes off phonograph records on the Oompa Hour, so you don't hear any new bands unless they're pressing up records. Hey, maybe they are. That's kind of a thing again these days. I saw in the news the sales of vinyl is like off the charts. I don't know what's going on. Everybody been to the attic and found their record players. I don't know. But anyway, I got a stack of records to play. Let's see if we can get to it. I think last week may have been the most songs fit into an hour. And I know that that is a factor of how much I blab and a factor of how long the songs are. So I don't think we're going to top that record from 2 weeks ago anytime soon. But let's get rolling this week with the Johnny's Knockin' Polka. There's one everybody knows. And I don't believe I've played the Molly Lodju Orchestra before. Because if I had, I'd be more certain of my pronunciation.
Jasiu, okieneczko, puka Jasiu drzwi. Puka Jasiu, okieneczko, puka Jasiu drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz mi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz mi. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Piękny, śliczny piaskoneczek, ożenimy się. Piękny, śliczny piaskoneczek, ożenimy się. Window, knocking on the door. Johnny's knocking on the window, knocking on the door. Say, please open up my honey, please open once more. Say, please open up my honey, please open once more. Open, honey, don't be like that, got something for you. Open, honey, don't be like that, got something for you. Sparkling ring with big white diamond, and my love for you. Sparkling ring with big white diamond, and my love for you.
Hey, They have it. Johnny's knocking. For Pete's sake, open the door. Molly Lodju's orchestra. Don't recall them being on the show before, but it is hard to remember, you know, how many thousands of songs played over the years. But anyway, there it is here at Toom Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week of great old-time music. How about one from the Melodists? The Melodists. That's hard to say. On Vidalia Records out of Vidalia, Michigan, as a matter of fact. Here's the Blue Bonnet Polka. The Melodists. That's the Blue Bonnet Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, my voice is a little bit fried this week. Not because I have a cold or anything, but because last week I produced a whole lot of commercials for a racetrack. And I don't know if you remember those old-style stock car racing commercials they used to do in the 60s and 70s. Yeah, they still do those. You know, where it's like, Sunday, see the incredible stock car was auto modified, blah, blah, blah. And I had to do a whole bunch of commercials for a racetrack, and you scream them. And I screamed them so much that I wore out my voice. So I'm a little fuzzy around the edges now after doing that. But it was kind of exciting to do the commercials with the screaming and the echo in the background and the race cars in the background and everything. But, so it left me a little bit frazzled. Now, normally we don't do the waltz this early in the show. We always try to include at least one waltz in every show. And when I first grabbed this record, I thought it was a polka. And it's a waltz. So we're going to have an early waltz. Maybe we'll have a late waltz, too, which will get the dancers all excited, I know. I have the Bartender song by Lil Wally. And there's so many bartender songs and songs of that ilk that are straight-up polkas that I grabbed this one thinking, well, there's a polka, but it's a waltz. So here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys.
Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day.
Mr. Bartender, give me a drink. Mr. Bartender, I want to drink. Mr. Bartender, you have one too. Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, when I get up, I go to my car, she no start up. Mr. Bartender, I look to see someone he took in my battery.
Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day.
Mr. Bartender, I go to work. My boss, he fired me, the dirigeur. Because I was late, what can I do? Fill up my glass, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, I see my pal. Mr. Bartender, he stole my gal. Mr. Bartender, what should I do? Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue.
Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day.
There you have it there, Lil Wally, with the Harmony Boys and the Bartender's Song, as opposed to the Bartender's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with for another round. Speaking of rounds and bartenders, let's do the Glahe Musette Orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka, shall we?
Thank you.
you have it there, the Glahe Musette Orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, and the Deutschmeister's coming up after we take a moment and talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you all to stop by if you find yourself in the area, or maybe you want to make it a destination. Maybe you're planning out a road trip in the RV, and you're going to go all kinds of places. You know, you can go right across. You can start like in Duluth, which is right by Superior, and check out the World of Accordions Museum. Then you could just take Highway 2 all the way across the top of the country, and you can go to a lot of groovy stuff, man. I'm just saying, it's a vacation recommendation. You know, give it a thought. But if not, visit them online, worldofaccordions.org. Over 1,400 accordions on display there. They've got the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have all sorts of research materials and historical stuff. The concert hall, events, activities, concerts, stuff. Check them out. It's groovy, baby. That's what we would have said if this was 1968. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find out all the information. All right, let's do it. The Deutschmeisters with Tony Wolff on concertina. Not because I'm that smart, but it says so right on the record. Here's the Granite City Polka. There you go there. That is the Granite City Polka. That's the Deutschmeisters featuring Tony Wolff on concertina because it says it's right there. On the record. All right, let's do a Bernie Roberts record, shall we? I love Bernie Roberts records, and I have so many of them that I tend to avoid playing them so they don't get repetitious. In fact, I was sitting here thinking that maybe, I don't know if I'll do it next week, but in one of the coming weeks, there's a lot of very common polka records that you see out there because they're by people who've sold tons of records. Frankie Yankovic, Whoopi John, the Six Fat Dutchman, Lil Wally, just a few people that come to mind that have sold Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. They have sold tons and tons and tons and tons of records, and I have millions of them, so I consciously kind of try to avoid them, or I'd do a show and it'd have like four Whoopi John songs in it, you know? And I think I need to do a show where every record is one of the records that I consider to be one of the most common artists, just to get them out of my system, you know? Doesn't that seem like it'd be a good idea? I mean, they must have been popular. They sold a million records. And I didn't even mention that when I played this Deutschmeisters record. This is one of my favorite record labels. It's on Flint Records. And it's got a picture like where the wheel of a flint on a cigarette lighter would be if you had like an old Zippo. And it's got little sparks flying out of it and stars flying out of it. And it says Flint Records, a spark of music. And it looks like a little Flint wheel being spun. I don't know. It's nice to see a creative record label instead of just one, you know, where we named it, you know, blank, blank records. And it's just some font. You know, this says artwork, man. It's cool. Anyway, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. You can't expect kisses from me. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another round here. This happens every week wherever you happen to might be listening, whether you're listening at a radio station or a webcast or a web stream or a podcast or a, I don't know, fishing in the stream. I don't know. There's so many choices nowadays. You can hear polka music just about anywhere. And remind you, if you have a question, comment, dedication, request, did I say that already? There's a lot of ways you get in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985, if that works for you, 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That always works, too. And if you don't dig that, there's another choice. Oh, yeah, Facebook. You go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour and leave a message on the wall or whatever you would like to do there as well. So that's all the official news. I just noticed in the news here that if you're familiar with Molly B, and why wouldn't you be? Get it? Why wouldn't you be? You know, from the Molly B, you know, the polka show on RFD TV, and she's constantly touring. In fact, she's playing up here by us here in like another week or something. And I don't know if we're going to see her this year. She was here last year and we saw her. And they do it at Outdoor Pavilion, which in reality is a hockey rink, but it's got a roof over it so they can call it a pavilion when there's no ice in it. Ha ha ha. Anyway, I see in the news here Molly B is going to be inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame in New Ulm next year. So way to go, Molly B. Just thought I'd mention that because I saw that in the news earlier today when I was reading the latest polka news. So there you go. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra. They're just sitting here on turntable number two. Well, actually, the band isn't. It's just just the record, but here's that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, down the road from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, our cousin Mark, he's sawed off and short, now he measures about 4 foot two. But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug.
And his old Ford so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug if you fill up my jug.
There you have it there, that good old Mountain Dew. Apparently, back in the old days, you had to bring your own jug for that stuff, you know. And we are not singing about the soda pop, all right? Just wanted to make sure you're aware of that, you know. And here's an old oldie that's really old. You ready for one from Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra? It's the Friendly Tavern Polka.
Thank you.
Wisniewski and Harmony Bells Orchestra there with an old oldie that's really old. As the record says, 1946 on it. And who am I to argue, you know? I think I swallowed a fly. You ever hear that? Isn't that a story? There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. How does that go? What happens to her? Now I'm worried. Here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra Before They Take Me Away. There you have it there, Jimmy Sturr and the band, Before They Take Me Away, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Reminds you of that song. Remember, they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha. That's not politically correct anymore. Probably can't get away with that one, huh? Oh, I was going to say something really profound now, and I have no idea what it was. I hate when that happens. Darn it anyway. Let's do the Pennsylvania Polka. We don't play a lot of fiddling records here. But there's nothing more polka than the Pennsylvania Polka, and there's nothing more fiddling than Chubby Wise and his fiddle, right?
Thank you.
you go. Chubby Wise and his fiddles there doing the Pennsylvania Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. How the heck is the weather where you're at anyway, huh? Finally cooled off up here for a little while up in northeastern Minnesota. You know, not like 30 or anything, but it was like 50 when I got up this morning. I liked that after weeks and weeks of 90-degree weather. So I'm kind of digging that. It's not even hot in the studio today. Normally, I'm up here toasting because there's no air conditioning that comes into the studio room. And you can't, like, leave the fan running because then the microphone picks it up. You sound like you're doing the show from a jet airplane. But it's rather pleasant up here today. I'm having a good time. Now, this next record, I am 100% certain this is the only record I have by this band. And this record only comes around to play about every 3 years. So I grabbed this morning. It's not morning. It's middle of the afternoon. No, I guess it is morning. It's right on the line where I'm at. But you could be listening to this at 2 in the morning. I have no idea. I grabbed this record and I was like, ooh, I haven't heard this one in a while. Here are the Elegants. It's the All Too Soon Polka.
She had on her mother's shoes and her mother's pearls. She watched her as she scolded them and gave them out to us. On this day, as we recall, it gives our hearts a tug. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. Signaling his turn. On this day, as we recall, it makes all our hearts yearn. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. She is a bride and your son's a groom. Well, then once for old time's sake, let them leave the room. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give your blessings, throw a kiss and send them on their own.
All right, there you go. The Elegants, it's the All Too Soon Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And I told you we might have a second waltz in the show, and we are. Because we had a waltz early in the show, so that gives us a place to drop in another one. Boy, I am telling you, I have not put my records away for a while. Hang on! I got a dangerous situation developing here. I put all the records over to my left in a stack as I play them. And the stack is about 2 feet high now. You ever seen a stack 2 feet high of 45s that's not supported anywhere? It's awfully tippy. Hang on a second. Hang on. All right. I think we'll make it through the show without having that whole stack fall over. I got to either stack straight or put my records away more often, one or the other. I have the Roy Graham combo here doing the Blue Skirt Waltz, and I play this record, and I always think, you know, it makes me feel like I'm at a roller rink. And I always kind of say that like it's a bad thing, but it's not. I loved going to the roller rink, and I haven't done it for probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. It was probably that long ago, 15, 20 years ago. We had Christmas at the roller rink. There's a roller rink over in the next town over. And they're only open like a couple of nights a week. But you can like rent the place or whatever. You can sign up to have like a birthday party there or a company. They had Chamber of Commerce had an event there and all the business people came roller skated. And we actually rented it one year because all the family managed to come home for Christmas. All the kids and the grandkids and the spouses. And that's happened once. And I don't think it'll ever happen again in my lifetime. Because, you know, I'm in northern Minnesota. My son's in Kansas. I got a daughter up by the Canadian border. I got one daughter who's in Arizona, used to be in North Carolina. My son's down in Kansas. The odds that everybody gets home at Christmas at the same time is pretty impossible. But it happened. And I rented the roller rink. And it's cool because it's your rink. You know, whoever's there are people you invited. And so they play the music you want to hear. And it was great. So if you have a roller rink around you, you might want to find out if you can rent that sucker and have your own party, because it's kind of fun to be in charge of your own roller rink. So anyway, that was a tangent, by the way. Every time I play the Roy Graham combo, I feel like it's roller rink music. And I do not at all mean that in a derogatory way. See, didn't that feel like roller skating music? I mean, kind of, right, huh? Roy Graham combo here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and now live and direct from Northeast Minneapolis. Well, not really, but they made this record. They're from Northeast Minneapolis. This was 40 years ago. It's Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. Here's the Love is the Answer polka.
Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love.
talking about the troubles of the world, but no one can tell us what to do. I know a way to put a stop to all this bitterness. Here's a secret that I share with you. Love, love, love is the answer. Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for. That I share with you. Love, love, love is the answer. Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for.
There you have it there, Joe Tomaszewski's Nordeasterners here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, oh man, it's like I just looked at the clock for the first time right now. I'm like, we're almost out of time already. What the heck is going on here? I warned you, there's so many Whoopi John records. Stand by, got one coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right. Well, I told you there's so darn many Whoopi John records. We could do one in every show every week, and it would take me years to get through the whole stack. But anyway, so I have one coming up here. And you want to know what's really weird? We're going to go out after Whoopi John here. We're going to go out on an Elmer Scheid record, an Elmer Scheid concertina solo, in fact, that's a really scratchy, worn-out record. So I look forward to that coming up. Here's Whoopi and the boys, though. This is with his concertina orchestra. Normally, the records say Whoopi John and his orchestra. This is his concertina orchestra. Here's a Hall's Auction Schottische. Thank you. go, Whoopi John and his concertina orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, normally, I go out with something. You try to go out with a bang, you know. And it's a great record, but it's a well-worn record. If there's any doubt that I was authentically playing actual records in this show, this next record will prove that. And it's an Elmer Scheid concertina solo on top of that. So that's what we're going out on this week. Here's the Light Up Polka. There, Elmer Scheid, and that wraps up this week's show with that genuine, authentic, plenty of patina in that record as another Oompa Hour comes to a close. But I've already started digging out records for next week because, hey, why would you not get a jump start on the situation, huh? So have no fear, we shall return.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.